So with all this carbon constantly being depleted from the atmosphere, we really need to keep carbon output up to a certain point. So why all the bad press for burning carbon? Well, turns out it's the source of the carbon being burned that's the key. It's in fact the burning of what we call fossil carbon that creates the imbalance. Fossil fuels, coal, oil, natural gas, these substances are all mined. We have to dig them up or drill a well to release them. And this is carbon that was in the atmosphere millions of years ago. So what happens is when we burn this carbon, okay, it doesn't really release a whole lot compared to the amount that's already there in the atmosphere, but it adds to the pool. And over years, it accumulates. Think of the atmosphere as a big bathtub. It's basically already filled to the brim with carbon. When we start adding fossil carbon into the mix, it starts to spill over. Now, that being said, there's actually a category that's in between, what we call biomass fuels. And probably the most common one is wood. Another example, on the North American plains, the Native Americans used to collect buffalo droppings to burn. In Ireland, they cut up peat from bogs, and they burn that. So what's the big distinction between this and fossil carbon? Now, biomass carbon is what we might call current carbon. It's always going in and out of the atmosphere. So if we burn one of these fuels, we're putting its carbon into the atmosphere, right? But in a balanced system, somewhere else in the world, this same amount of carbon is going back. It gets taken in by growing vegetation. So burning biomass fuel produces sort of not-so-bad carbon. In fact, it can become good carbon if we endeavor, as a society, as humanity, to allow forests to recover this carbon. If we don't, say, pave over all the surfaces to prevent things from growing. So whenever we cut down a tree and burn its wood, we have to allow another tree to grow to keep things in balance. That way, you're carbon neutral.